Step out of the shadows and into your sunshine. For generations, we have been limited by what society, colleagues, family members, spouses, and friends think that we should be or become. Slowly, we are molded into their best version of us. One day, we look in the mirror and wonder how we became so far removed from our inner light. These are the stories of powerful women and men who broke their chains and embraced their true purpose. They authentically share their most vulnerable moments and how they found the strength to step into their sunshine. Join us as we share our journeys toward breaking the chain of societal expectations for women and men around the globe.
Come and join La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience in Mazet-Saint-Bois, France, taking place May the 13th through the 16th of May 2025. This event includes immersive holistic workshops ran by experts in their field. Are you tired of feeling fatigue, lacking energy, or desire to go after your dreams? This event is for you. Regain your spiritual, emotional, physical, mental power by being there. And every moment of the event is an opportunity, is an invitation to thrive and regain your power and your health. Visit www.rachelcoudronevents.com for more information.
Welcome back to season four of Step Into Your Sunshine, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Coudron. This season is very unique. I will be featuring so many wonderful people, and they will also be part of my upcoming event, La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience, May the 13th through the 16th of 2025. Today, I have one of the most unique practitioners with me, and I would love for her to introduce herself.
Hello, Rachel. I'm Hayley Sue Buchanan, known as Hayley Sue. And yeah, I am so thrilled to be here to share my joy and my wisdom and my light with all of you. I am a holistic healer, an energetic woo person that just embraces everything woo in the world. I use magic a lot in my words because I truly believe there is magic in everything, everywhere, if we choose to see it. Yeah, I think that's all I need to say. And just a little brief hello.
Well, thank you so much, Haley. And I'll let all of you listeners know, just like being in Haley's presence, whether you are in person or online, she just emits so much happiness and joy, and you just like feel lighter by being around her. And I personally am so excited to finally meet her in person at La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience. The first thing I want to ask you, Haley, is I want you to tell us about your business journey. How did you get to where you are today, and what led you, what inspired you to follow that path?
Oh, we'll put it in a nutshell, Rachel, because I know we have discussed this before. And perhaps if listeners want to go back and hear the full story, they can go back to that previous episode that we did. But I'm so excited to be joining you next year on this amazing, amazing retreat experience. And so, where this all began for me was at the age of 17. My mom made me do it, Rachel. It's always the moms, right? My mom made me do it. She sent me on a Reiki course, and that was the beginning of this journey. At the age of 17, I was kind of like, why, mom, must I go and do a Reiki course? I don't understand. I was doing hotel management. It was not in my wheelhouse or anything. I mean, my mom was always a beautiful fairy kind of enlightened person, and my aunt was always on about crystals and tarot and everything, but really that was never going to be my path. How wrong I was. So here we are, some 20 plus years later, where I've just been able to experience so much going back to when I was younger, after doing my hotel diploma, coming over to the UK, I'm South African. I ended up in the UK as a chef, hated it, found a meditation center to go and calm myself and try and move through everything. And the lady that owned it was from Cape Town. I ended up working there and learning from her. So I had a beautiful 2-year internship with her where I learned so much more Reiki, crystal healing, shamanic healing, tarot. Oh my goodness, everything that she taught, I got to learn. And so that was really the beginning of deep diving into all of these energetic experiences. And it was just natural for me. When I saw clients, they would say to me, I remember one lady, I was 21 years old. She was 40 something. She was going through a divorce. And I was doing a Reiki session on her. And when I'm with the client, my intuitive words just flow from my mouth and I'll ask questions and unravel things with you, right? And I was speaking to her and she just stopped and she looked at me and she said, are you sure you're only 21? Are you sure you're only 21? Because how can you be so wise and haven't been through the experience that I'm going through, but yet you know exactly what to say? And I was like, it's just a gift. And I've recognized it more and more and more throughout my journey, working with people, connecting with bodies is my superpower. I love bodies. I love bodies. And I can just tune in and it just flows out of me. What needs to be said, what needs to be heard, what needs to be experienced in a session. So yeah, so my journey has obviously expanded and grown over the years, and I've done a lot of different modalities and taken what I've loved about it and left what I haven't quite loved, and kind of created my own way of working with people in this world. And it always comes back to working with the physical body. So I then went on to study beauty therapy and the physical body because I just loved working with bodies so much that I wanted to know about the physical as well as the energetic. And the two together just created magic. So yeah, connecting with bodies, because this is why we're here, right? This is why we're on this earth, is to experience this world through our beautiful bodies. So that is what is so important to me, and for people to really get that. And not everybody gets that. I mean, my son said to me, well, duh, mom, of course we're here in a body. And I was like, yes, but do you really physically and energetically experience the world through your body? Because sometimes we forget about our beautiful body. So I know I went a little bit off track there, but that was what just wanted to flow out.
Yes. And for me, I wanted to take just a moment to talk about the last thing that you said. And you talk about our beautiful bodies and experiencing the world through our beautiful bodies. And for me, I am going to kind of play who the person I was previous to all of my healing. And I would have thought, Haley, that sounds really fabulous. That sounds so great. I would love to do that, but not in this body, because this body hurts every day. This body contains so much pain. It hurts when I walk up the stairs. It aches when I sleep. My hips are throbbing at night. It just feels like nothing could be experienced in this body. And I would love to know what you would say to that person, because I know I was there and I was that person just a few years ago. And I can almost guarantee that someone that's listening right now feels that exact same way.
Absolutely. And I've just got full body goosebumps as you're speaking, Rachel, which just means my body is lighting up as you're speaking. And yeah, I hear you. I hear you, right? And are you hearing your body? That's what I would ask you. Are you truly listening and leaning into your body? So our body is here experiencing this beautiful world, and that includes pain. That includes pain. We cannot have the good and the light and the beautiful without having some dark, right? So when we're experiencing this, it's really leaning into your body and saying, okay, body, what is this that we are experiencing? What are you showing me? And it's about creating that relationship with yourself, with your body. Having a conversation daily with her. And I would encourage anybody that is or that isn't in pain to start creating a true relationship with yourself, with your body, and learning her nuances, learning her awarenesses when she's talking to you, when she's saying something, so that you begin to listen before she has to scream. Right? So you listen before she has to scream. Because when she's screaming, you are not listening. You have not been listening to what she requires to be her full, beautiful self. And you know, that may look different to what you have in your head, because we are so programmed to what we should look like, what we should eat, what we should be doing with our bodies. But did you stop to ask your body if that's what she or he wants to experience and do in this world? So stopping to ask yourself and to really recognize your yeses and your noes from your body, you begin to have this beautiful relationship. And she can calm. It doesn't mean to say you will never experience pain, because we do. I still have these moments of, okay, I'm not listening because my body's shouting at me. But it makes me stop. And it makes me go, okay, what do we require here? Do I need to go into a meditation so that I'm really listening? Do I need to have a healing session with somebody? Do I need to get out into nature? What do you require, body? What do you need to feel? And, you know, I also can ask my body, I'm like, okay, I hear you shouting, but this is not fun for either of us. Can we make it a little bit easier, please? Can we release some of this pain? I'm hearing you. We're going to do something about it, okay? It's like having a conversation with your child or your best friend. Okay, I hear you when they're shouting at you, right? I hear you. But having an argument or having a heated discussion is not what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, my goodness, I can't think of the word.
Productive.
Here we go. Not productive, right? Let's just take a step back. Ease the pain so we can see what you require to heal, for you to experience what you truly want to experience. And you know, I'm going to say something now that is quite controversial, because having is evidence of wanting. So if you have something in your life, you have wanted to experience it on some level. And that can be difficult to hear when you've been in a situation where you've experienced disease, where you've experienced whatever it is in your body. You're like, what? But on some level, somewhere, you wanted to have this experience. And our bodies are phenomenal. Phenomenal. So what you speak, what you think creates in your world, right? So when you're listening to negative news, or you are stressed out and you think, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, what is this creating? What is this creating? And you go off on that rabbit hole round and round and round, and you end up in that dark place. You start creating the shite in your world, right? To put it politely. So just know that when you are experiencing something, thank yourself for that experience. Go, wow, I wanted to experience this. Thank you, body. I don't think I like it. Do you? Can we change it? How can we change it? Or not even how, because we don't have to know the hows. Right? When we lean into energy, and the more that I'm doing this and being this, the more that I see it showing up in my world, how synchronicities just happen. So, you know, I have my magical morning mastery every day where we tune into our bodies, we tune into the earth, and we invite the energy of what we desire in our world every single day. And this is what I'm going to share with you on the retreat on how we do this. And so I've been asking for change, asking for change, asking for change. And then it showed up in a way that I never thought it would show up, right? I lost, I didn't lose. I got let go from a job that I was doing that I hated, that I hated. And I knew I wanted to leave. And I had started planning it already, but the universe said, you're done, no more. Or my body said, you're done, because I was literally losing myself. My husband was despairing because he could see me fading away into not my true self. My parents-in-law were like, oh my goodness, this needs to change. And so it changed because I've been asking for it. Was I prepared for it? On some level, but it wasn't the right time for me, but it was the right time for me. And then 2 weeks later, my husband got let go of his job. Say what? So to trust in the energy of what you're asking for in your world. Trust. Lean in. Because we ask and we ask and we ask for change, and then it shows up, but it shows up in the way that you don't recognize. But it matches the energy of what you're asking for. That's the key. That's the key. I've been asking for this energy. Okay, it's shown up. Does it feel like what I've been asking for? Yes. Okay, let me fully lean into this and flow with it. And keep asking the questions, okay, body, what else is possible? Where do we need to go today? Who do I need to meet? Show me, body, take me in that direction. And then you start to see all of these possibilities, and I've got goosebumps again, because then I've been invited to speak on 3 different podcasts, got invited to speak in memberships, got offered a completely new job that is so aligned and in flow with me. And I found another possibility that's going to bring money in as well. And I was just like, oh my gosh, okay. I see the possibilities. I see when you truly trust yourself, because that's what we do, right? We ask for change and then it shows up and we go, oh, no, that doesn't look like what I asked for. Stop, 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 stop. And then the universe...
Ooh.
And our bodies go into complete, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, you were asking for this, we were in the flow of this, but now you've stopped the energy, now where to? And so it becomes like that song, should I stay or should I go now? 1 foot forward, 1 foot back, 1 foot forward, 1 foot back, because you're not trusting that what you're asking for is truly going to show up in your world. So be very clear on what you're asking for. And when that energy shows up, lean into it.
Oh my goodness, Haley, that was so fabulous. And I love the way that you responded to my question and about the body that I had previously. Because for me, going down the healing path, I would 1000% support everything that you said, because it was when I acknowledged my body and when I acknowledged actually what she was trying to tell me, regardless of my own personal logical thoughts, that was when things began to change, because I was working also in a very stressful, exhausting job. And why I technically loved it, I was teaching and I loved children. I love teaching. I still love teaching. That environment that I was in It was so stressful. I was a third grade teacher. There was so much pressure to perform, not only for myself, but to make the kids perform, because if they didn't pass the test at the end of the year, they didn't move on to the fourth grade. And there was just this like intensive pressure that was just like lingering all the time. Even if there nobody talked about it, you knew it was there. You knew it was like waiting for you. And I had gotten to the point that I was in so much physical pain. I mean, I couldn't walk up the stairs. I cried at night. When I told you, like, my hips were just pounding and throbbing at night, that was really me. I had back pain. I had so many variety of things. And when I went to counseling, it wasn't presented to me in exactly the same way, but it was like, what do you know innately you should be doing? A, what is your intuition, your gut, your body telling you? And I was like, it's telling me that I need to leave this job, but I can't do that. I don't have any financial support. I like, this is never gonna work. And so I just pushed that thought away. I was like, this, no, that's not an option. And so time would go by, things would get worse. And finally, my husband and I, we had a discussion, and he was like, well, I think we could make this work if it's like at this time. And I was starting to kind of get my feet wet with my very first business. And I was like, okay, all right, fine. And then I'll quit at the end of this school year. And I cannot express how much just like lightness and health came back to me by simply making that choice. I was like, I'm leaving. And even the choice that I hadn't even left yet, it was like my body was like, oh, whew, I can breathe. That means that like calmness is coming. It's not quite here yet, but it's coming. And that was really the moment that I began to understand my body a lot more, that it does tell me when it's feeling overwhelmed or overworked or stressed out, or things are going on in my life that maybe I haven't quite realized yet. And I have now gotten into the practice. I do a lot of journaling, so I do kind of check in with myself. It's like, how am I actually feeling? Not how am I supposed to be feeling, not how I'm just feeling emotionally, but how is like my body handling the things that I'm going through? And you know, at this moment, it's a lot of grief because of the loss of my mom. But other days, it's something like there's a lot of stress. I have deadlines, or I have appointments, or even like the small things, like when your kids come home for the summer or for a break, or they go back because now you're gotten used to a schedule and a routine, and then now you're like thrown into the jungle again. And all of those things, if you're not checking in with your body, then you are in just totally ignoring one of the things that could really help you discover why you feel the way you feel. And what I've also had people tell me, like, Rachel, I'm just the anxious type. I just have a lot of anxiety. I just have a lot of stress. My body's just always tense. This is how it is. You just need to accept it. And I think to myself, it's like, I know that. I know that person. I know those thoughts because I used to be that person. I used to have those thoughts. And I really feel in alignment, like learning to talk to yourself and really ask yourself, like, how am I actually feeling? Taking those moments, because so much of society tells you how you're supposed to feel, what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to act, where you're supposed to go. You know, is it acceptable to have stress? Is it acceptable to cry? You know, oh, well, you can only grieve for 3 months or 6 months or 12 months or 4 years or whichever the thing is. And everybody's trying to tell you what to do, and you're trying to fit into all these circles and squares and all this stuff. And yet you're not spending any time asking yourself, how are you feeling? Really, truly, like being honest with yourself. And so I am such in alignment with your message.
Just beautiful, Rachel. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we're here to have fun. We are here to have fun. We need to play more, experience joy through our bodies more, right? As you say, we are told over and over and over again, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Who the hell says we should be doing this? The only person that should be saying should is our bodies. Right? And I got this today in my morning meditation. I was like, today I choose to experience more fun and joy with the earth. Show me, body, where we can go to have more fun in our life. So showing up here today is having more fun because I love talking about this stuff, right? It lights me up. And I want more people to know that having a real relationship with their body will change everything for you in your world. Literally, you invite the magic in. And if you are that stressed, anxious person, just start small. Just start to ask yourself each day, or just start to greet your body each day, actually, as you wake up. Just really have a feel, you know, touch your arms and go, hey, body, hi. Thanks for waking up today. Start with just that and develop your relationship like you would with a brand new friend. Because I promise you, you'll start to allow those little sparks, that little magic into your life, and soon you'll be going, ooh, yes, please, I want more of that. Yes, please, I want more of that. And you'll feel it in your body. That I can promise you.
That is so beautiful. And she is exactly right, everybody. You definitely want to start having those conversations and that inner dialogue with your body and your mind, and understanding what is it trying to tell you, because it constantly tries to send you messages. And just like she said at the beginning, if you don't listen, then it begins to scream. Haley, the next thing I'd like to talk to you about is you're going to be at La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience in May. And I want to ask you, what services will you be providing?
Oh, I'm so excited, Rachel. I'm so excited. So I will be sharing with you how to connect with your body. And we will be doing what I do on a daily basis during this experience, which is connecting with your body, connecting with the earth, the universe, and setting your intention, and then pulling that energy into your world. So this is what I will be showing you, what we will actually be doing each and every day, so that you can experience it, so you can allow the magic into your world. And perhaps I can share a little bit more on how that all works, and yeah, how to really embrace it as a daily practice for yourself, because this is what's changed my world, is by doing it daily. Having a consistent practice, again, is what has changed everything. I have always had these tools. It's not to say that I always use them, right? We forget sometimes that what we have available to us, we look outside of ourselves for help, which is fine. Of course, we do need outside guidance and support. But I had everything I required within me. And when I stopped and listened to that and started actually practicing what I preach, that's what changed everything. So I will be sharing that with you. I will be offering one-on-one healing sessions. So I do intuitive healing sessions using all of the modalities that I've learned through my life, lifetimes before. So I will be offering those as well. I love, as I said, I love bodies. I love to work with bodies. And I love to have you on a table, just experiencing the magic with me, allowing that flow of energy. So truly, my sessions are for anybody that has anxiety, depression, dis-ease, whatever it is, or absolutely nothing. You just want to feel even more joy in your body. Come and lay on my table and you will experience that with me.
Oh, Oh, I'm already convinced. I need to be on that table, laying down and having an experience with you. That sounds so delightful. And I know from previously being in your membership for the morning that they are so helpful and really set your intention and gets you in the right mind space for the day. And that has been also quite impactful in my life is the mindset of actually being intentional with your time in the morning, and rather than being inundated and overwhelmed with the to-do list and the craziness of the routine of getting your kids to school, getting home, making breakfast, doing laundry, all the things. It's just taking a few minutes to actually start your day with intention. It's like whether you are a stay-at-home mom, a seven-figure earner, someone who's just starting out, someone who's just like getting their toes wet with holistic practices. This is absolutely for you because your life could be so much fuller, so much happier, so much more joy, so much more intention that you're inviting into your life and to create the life that you want.
Exactly. And you know what it is, Rachel? It's taking that 15 to 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be long. But what you're doing is valuing you because you're taking that time to start the day in the best possible way for you. And you're showing yourself that you value you. And they're creating that energy of value in your world where everybody else will start to value you.
Absolutely, 100%.
When everybody else, when you value yourself, everybody else can value you. And things start to show up in your world where people are willing to pay more for a session for you because you value you. You're giving yourself that gift of time in the morning or whenever it works for you. Because I always say, if the morning doesn't work for you, do it whenever it works for you. Because if you don't do it when it works for you will never do it. So do what works for you, but do it.
Yes.
Do it, do it.
And I think that's really important, very important to highlight. So I want to ask you, Haley, if you were taking me through the processes, if I was one of your clients and I was at this event and I had signed up for a session to work with you one-on-one, and say that I came in feeling very heavy, I was feeling like I was full of grief and stress and just anxiety and a lot of tension. That was my before. Now, you don't like, for those of you who are listening, you don't have to feel those ways to work with Haley, but I'm just talking about myself here as an example. Is what would I be experiencing when I booked a session with you? I feel like this. You ask me and I tell you those things. What would the session look like for me, like during and after? What would I be experiencing after?
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to say that you don't have to tell me anything when you come for a session with me. If you want to share, you're very welcome to share. And if you have a specific thing that you want to work on, like you've just mentioned now, that's great. Then we can work on that, right? So as I work intuitively, as soon as you come into my space and you've booked a session, the healing begins to happen already. It's just so beautiful. And so you, during the session, you could experience a release, a let go that may come in a form of crying, in a form of laughter, in whatever form your body chooses and how you choose to release and let go. So you may feel physical sensations in your body, like tingling, prickling, uplifting, sadness, all of these things. You may feel all of the emotions, but they kind of flit in and out and in and out, right? And it's the moving of the energy that's creating this. Because as I'm working, I'm moving energy through your body. That's essentially what we're doing, right? Is moving the energy to create a difference in your body. And so afterwards, you may have profound differences that you notice immediately, and some of you may not experience any of that, and that's okay. because a day later, 2 days later, a week later, something happens in your world and you react differently. And you go, oh, how did that happen? And that's a result of having had an energetic session which has shifted something for you on an energetic level that you didn't cognitively understand, right? But it's changed you. And so you begin to show up in the world in a different way. And then only when you come to that experience and you react differently and you're different, and then you realize, oh my goodness. I had one lady work with me. I don't know why she's popping into my head, but I'll share it with you because when it pops up, I know it needs to be spoken about. And she was going through a really, really awful time. She was experiencing grief. She had lost a child and she was in a really, really, really dark, awful space. And she lay on my table and literally she had her head in the hole of the table because I was doing a little bit of massage as well. And she just cried and she cried and she cried and she cried that there was tears and everything on my floor after the session. It was a really deep, deep healing. She didn't know what she was coming for. She just knew that she had to come to me. Somebody had told her, you've got to go see Haley. And she thought, oh, yes, I do. And she came. And she was open to whatever happened, right? After that first session, she was like, oh my goodness, I feel so much lighter. I can't explain it to you. She just said, my body feels different. And she booked in just for another two sessions. She had three sessions with me. And the change in that woman, it still blows me away, Rachel, that this work is so, so magical. She is a completely different person. I mean, she's still her, right? But she found joy. She found a beautiful new love of her life and has created a beautiful new family with him and with their children together and gone on to create a business. She's just from this absolute complete ball of emotion. Let me say that. That's what she was. Just a ball of emotion on my table after three sessions. And after the first session, she was a different person. So you never know what's going to show up. And some people will go, meh. I didn't feel anything, nothing happened. And you know what? That's okay. When you're ready to receive the change, oh baby, you will receive it. That's what I love about energy work, is that it's soft, it's beautiful, it's deep. But if you're not ready to receive it, you'll just get up and go on your way like nothing ever happened. But something did happen. And those slight things will begin to change, or you will have a massive shift on the table right there. And you will know it deep within your soul. You will know that things are different.
Oh, that was so beautiful, Haley. And I really got like tingles and goosebumps on the back of my neck hearing you talk about your previous client. And for me, I just think of all the people that will be at this event and all the practitioners and myself, is how much we need you, how much we need the healing in our lives, because all of us are struggling through something. And there may be different depths to that struggle, but we're all going through something that no one knows about. Maybe it's internal Maybe it's a divorce, maybe it's addictions with your spouse, and maybe it's the loss of your mother, and maybe it's your internal pain, anxiety, stress, your toxic thoughts that you have inside your mind. Nobody knows what's going on. And I love the fact that you don't have to answer any questions when we come to you. Because sometimes just answering questions is too hard. Like you feel so vulnerable, and so much in our life and society, we stray away from being vulnerable. And so if we just come to you and it's like, okay, I'm here, I'm present, and we'll just see what happens, it just feels like a much safer healing space. And I am so grateful that you have come on board to be part of this event because I know that you and so many others will be changing people's lives, will be bringing healing and energetic healing and mindset shifts to so many people. And for me, when I started this idea, when it formulated in my brain, and I fought it myself, like I'm not the person for this. And then, of course, my body told me differently. I remember thinking that my sole thought was, I never want people to have to go through what I've already been through. I never want people to struggle and have experienced the amount of pain that I did, and that is my leading force. Oh my goodness, it like brings me to tears to think about. My leading force for this event is that I know that there's people everywhere in the world that are struggling in the same way that I did. And if this event can bring healing to them and a mind shift, and they experience joy, or for the first time in their lives, they think, I don't have to live this way. I have a choice. It's like for me, it's like my whole purpose for the event and my life has been fulfilled. And that really is the driving force behind this event. It's because I just feel so passionately about sharing the holistic practices that have made such a difference in my life with other people because I know that it can change theirs.
Absolutely. And I want to say that when, I mean, we've already chosen to be on this journey, right, to create this event. So it's the energy is already creating, it's already bubbling and expanding. So when you choose to sign up and come and join us, your healing has already begun because you've already chosen to step into something different, to experience something different in your world. So make that choice for you. Ask your body. Hey, should we do this? Absolutely. Hell yes. Let's go.
Yes, so that is how I feel as well. It's like, come on, come and see us, come and join us. Because for me, just that decision way back when I decided that I was going to leave my workspace, changed everything in my life and allowed the other things in my life to actually come to fruition and me to go places or research things or attend healing sessions or massage sessions or physical therapy sessions, because before I didn't have the time to do so. And so just that one decision changed my entire life. And by you making the decision to go to rachelcoudronevents.com and purchase your ticket, that is the decision that will change your life.
Absolutely, allow it.
Thank you so much, Haley, for coming on to the Step Into Your Sunshine, to sharing your magic and sharing with all of us what you will be offering at La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience. For all of you listeners, I have a very special offer for you that if you go to rachelcoudronevents.com and you purchase your ticket, then in the discount section where you can put in a little discount code. If you put in podcast. I'll make it easy for you guys. PODCAST. You'll receive 10% off of your tickets for tuning in, listening to the podcast, and then joining us at the event. We are so excited to have you. And remember, just by making one choice, your whole life can change.
Bye-bye.